With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 80th anniversary this week of D-Day, bringing mixed emotions for the survivors. They remain eternally grateful for their liberation from Nazi occupation and cannot forget its steep cost in French lives. Some 20,000 Normandy civilians were killed June 6, 1944. The Allied invasion as the landing forces fought inland. Young soldiers from the United States and other Allied nations are remembered for their exploits, kindness, and sacrifices. King Charles III spoke at England's major event for D-Day.
It is our duty to ensure that we and future generations do not forget their service and their sacrifice in replacing tyranny with freedom. Let us once again commit ourselves always to remember, cherish, and honor those who served that day.
Also at SRNnews.com, an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A gunman has been captured by Lebanese soldiers after attempting to attack the American embassy near Beirut. A Lebanese security official tells the AP there were four assailants in all, including one who drove the gunman to the site and three others who opened fire. The Lebanese military, in a statement, says soldiers shot an assailant who they only described as a Syrian national. The gunman was wounded and taken to a hospital. Local media reported that there was a gunfight for almost half an hour by the U.S. diplomatic mission in the suburb of Orca, north of Beirut. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hunter Biden's federal gun trial continuing today in Wilmington, Delaware. Prosecutors seeking to show the depths of his overall drug problem. This is SRN News. The Spanish government has proposed a law to protect children from online threats.
Public concern in Spain has grown after a string of cases of sexual violence and abuse linked to the internet. The prime minister has said his country is facing an authentic pandemic of pornography targeted at minors. A proposed bill would modify the criminal code to create specific crimes for sharing pornographic material with minors and the creation of deepfake images using artificial intelligence.
The abortion rate in Indiana has plummeted. LifeNews.com says the Indiana Department of Health report for this year's first quarter shows a 98% decrease in abortions compared to 1 year ago. Under the state's law, abortions are only allowed in very rare circumstances, such as saving the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Walmart is offering new perks for its hourly workers. Here's John Scott with that story.
The perks include a new bonus plan as well as opportunities to move into skilled trade jobs within the company. Walmart is the nation's largest private employer and is seeing a decline in worker turnover. But like other companies, still faces a competitive labor market and increasing demands from its workers. The retailer's new bonus plan for eligible part-time and full-time store workers is based on a store's performance. The maximum bonus potential is also tied to years of experience. John Scott reporting.
Authorities have charged a man with embezzling millions of dollars from a group that has turned Detroit's riverfront into a popular attraction. William Smith was the chief financial officer at the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy until he was recently let go. More details at SRNnews.com.